Hey guys, JP Fuellen here with Real Broker, and today we are going to talk to you about why is it important to know your transaction and when it's appropriate to pitch in for repairs. This is something that we run across quite a bit in this industry, and usually it's more about negotiation tactic than it is about throwing in the towel and spending money on paying for repairs. I hear too many agents too often just, I'll just pay for it, because they just get fed up with, doing the back and forth, and they get fed up with having a conversation with their client about these repairs. And really what it comes down to is it's more about communication and it's more about understanding than it is about spending money on repairs. And, because the buy side, the sell side, they're, it's coming down to like $200 or $300. And I get it. Sometimes you just can't get past that part. But if you get into a habit of doing that, it's just your go-to, like your safe place. You just go to that, hey, you know what, I'll just pay for it. Eventually, the more successful you become in this business and the more busy you become, that $300 or $400 or $500 or $1,000 starts to become very expensive. Now the cost of doing business becomes very pricey because it's a lack of embracing those difficult conversations rather than throwing in the towel and saying, I'll just cover it. Because in order for you to get better at your job as a real estate agent, then the more you're going to fall into this trap. So you just got to get better. You got to practice. You got to embrace the difficult conversations. You've got to just, I know it's uncomfortable, but in sales, it is uncomfortable. That's why not everybody does this job. And I had an agent that I had trained, and somehow he had gotten, in his head that, in order for deals to get closed, that he had to pitch in every time. And he was doing it after he'd done her first or second deal. He's throwing out $600. And I'm like, dude, you're working for free when you start doing that, because by the time you pay splits and, you pay taxes on that money, you're not making any money, And this was back when our average price point was like 200 and something. So when you think about like your commissions and then you take, $1,000 in repairs, it starts to get very frustrating that you have to pay money for a house that's not even yours. And so don't fall into this trap, because it's your safe zone rather than embrace the difficult conversation so that you can be a better negotiator and a better agent. So I'm JP Fuellen at Real, and we'll catch you guys on the next video. Thanks.